You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy June. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of June 8th through June 14th. Peter Hedges' Baby Anger opened June 8th, 1997 at Playwrights Horizons. The play was directed by Michael Mayer and starred Kristen Johnston and John Pinkow as the stressed parents of a boy who gets cast in an award-winning commercial as a girl. Fade in on a girl. In 2015, Bombshell, the fictional musical from the television series Smash, with a score by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, was presented in a one-night-only concert to benefit the Actors Fund. The event reunited cast members from the series, including Christian Borle, Will Chase, Megan Hilty, Catherine McPhee, and Deborah Messing. Tony Award-winning actor and Seinfeld star Jason Alexander returned to Broadway June 9, 2015, after a 25-year absence, to replace Larry David in David's hit comedy, Fish in the Dark. Frances Ethel Gumm was born June 10, 1922, better known as Judy Garland. Her Broadway experience consisted of three concert shows: Judy Garland, Palace Two a Day in 1951, Judy Garland in 1956, and 1967's Judy Garland at Home at the Palace. In 1952, she received a special Tony Award for an important contribution to the revival of vaudeville through her recent stint at the Palace Theater. Neil Simon's California Suite opened June 10, 1976 at the Eugene O'Neill. The play, about couples and their troubles with each other and others, starred Tammy Grimes, George Grizzard, Jack Weston, Leslie Easterbrook, and Barbara Barry. Harvey Fierstein's Torch Song Trilogy opened on Broadway June 10, 1982 at the Little Theater. The play won him Tony Awards for Best Play and Best Actor in a Play, and also in the cast, a pre-Golden Girls Estelle Getty. The play ran 1,222 performances. The first Broadway revival of She Loves Me opened June 10, 1993, at the Roundabout Theater Company's Criterion Center Stage Right. Boyd Gaines, Judy Kuhn, Sally Mays, and Howard McGillin starred, and Gaines won a Tony Award for his performance. The production later transferred to the Brooks Atkinson Theater and ran a total of 354 performances. In 1999, Harry Groener and Twiggy starred as Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence in Sheridan Morley's If Love Were All, opening June 10th at the Lucille Lortel Theater. The musical review, which focused on the relationship between actor Lawrence and her friend and frequent co-star, playwright Coward, was directed by Lee Lawson. Neil Simon's The Odd Couple got a revised and reversed revival at the Broadhurst, where it opened June 11, 1985. Gene Sachs directed Rita Moreno as Olive Madison and Sally Struthers as Florence Unger in the play that was originally written for men. Rita Moreno and Sally Struthers had already co-starred together for 12 performances on Broadway in Wally's Cafe at the Brooks Atkinson, which opened June 12, 1981, starring James Coco and Moreno as a New Jersey couple who open a roadside cafe in the California desert, with Struthers as an aspiring actor hired as their waitress. The world of pornography entered the theater when Ronnie Larson's Making Porn opened June 12, 1996 at the Actors Playhouse. The erotic comedy drama, in which a straight man becomes a porn star in the gay adult video industry, starred Rex Chandler. Larson also directed and co-starred in the production, which ran 395 performances. A wanted woman goes on an epic adventure through the Wild West in Kirsten Child's musical Bella, An American Tale, which opened in 2017 at Playwrights Horizons. Robert O'Hara directed a cast that included Ashley D. Kelly, Kenita R. Miller, Paolo Montalban, and Natasha Yvette Williams. Fairview, the future Pulitzer Prize winner, made its world premiere in 2018 at Soho Rep. Jackie Sibley's Drury's Trojan Horse Play begins as something like a family sitcom about a model African-American family before things get weird. It returned to Off-Broadway the following year. Following a rocky out-of-town tryout, during which its director and two of its stars were replaced, the musical Shangri-La opened June 13, 1956, on Broadway. 42nd Street composer Harry Warren provided the music, and James Hilton, Jerome Lawrence, and Robert E. Lee the lyrics and book for the show, based on Hilton's novel Lost Horizon. Dennis King and Shirley Yamaguchi starred, and the supporting cast included Jack Cassidy, Alice Coseley, Harold Lang, and Carol Lawrence. Running just 21 performances at the Winter Garden, it was subsequently performed in 1960 as an installment of Hallmark Hall of Fame. Audiences couldn't help but laugh when The Kitchen opened in 1966 at the 81st Street Theater in New York. The raucous comedy, set in the kitchen of a popular restaurant at dinnertime, featured Rip Torn, Constance Clark, and Sylvia Miles. Phyllis Newman played a successful actor, seeking to balance her career with her life as a wife and mother, in the 1979 semi-autobiographical musical comedy, The Mad Woman of Central Park West. Directed and co-written by Arthur Lawrence, it ran 85 performances. 5 years after the untimely death of its composer, the world premiere of Tick, Tick, Boom, the autobiographical musical by Rent author Jonathan Larson, opened off-Broadway at the Jane Street Theater June 13, 2001. Ryola Sparza starred as Jonathan, opposite Amy Spanger and Jerry Dixon. After 97 preview performances, Jackie Mason and Mike Mortman's A Teaspoon Every 4 Hours opened, and closed, on Broadway, June 14, 1969. The play's unusually long preview period gave it the record for the most previews of a Broadway show before its opening night. After 182 previews, Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, officially opened at Broadway's Foxwoods Theater, breaking the record for longest preview period set 42 years previously by A Teaspoon Every 4 Hours. Reeve Carney starred as the superhero with the powers of a spider. A revival of Mary Chase's 1944 Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy Harvey opened in 2012 at Studio 54. The Roundabout Theater Company production starred Jim Parsons as Elwood P. Dowd, a man whose best friend is an invisible 6-foot-tall rabbit. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.